I am legally blind. What does that mean? It says little about how I actually see, or how I relate to my environment. For most of my life, I had relatively full sight. Now I take in my world through fragmented pieces and fog. Imagine placing a piece of Swiss cheese over your left eye, and over your right eye, jiggling a glass of foggy Jell-O. That's basically my version of legal blindness. I think I'd rather call it artfully sighted. I'm going to Vancouver from Toronto, where I will meet a group of people who experience blindness in their own unique way. Together, we will examine the sighted culture that surrounds us and discuss aspects of blindness not usually known to sighted people. In Vancouver, I will have a guide with me at all times. For 4 days, I'll never have to worry about walking alone. It's quite strange, really. Find constant company, a liberating experience. I'm so accustomed to my independence, to having the freedom, to go wherever I want, whenever I please. It seems there are different measures of freedom and inhibition, whether I'm either walking alone or with a guide. When I'm alone, I have two choices. I can either remain in familiar spaces, where I'm at ease with the predictability of my surroundings, or else explore unknown territory, anxious for my safety. With a guide, I forfeit my personal space in exchange for physical direction, but I gain a different kind of freedom. My mind and body stay relaxed, and I can absorb everything around me.
Cloud came on, it poured in rain just for a little while, but the rain on the windscreen of the car couldn't see it. So I pulled it to the side. Why is it I can't see through that rain? So I sat there waiting for the rain to go. Then I carried on, then I found I couldn't see properly at all. To come on to the top end of Cornwall Lake Road, I took the wrong turn in on North. Why is this? And it scared me. By the time I got home and into the driveway at home, I was a bag of nerves. I just couldn't see. And that was it.
Thank you.
I am losing my sight to a genetic disease called retinitis pigmentosa. For 20 years, I was unaware of my blinding condition and knew little about blindness, except for the canes and dogs some people used on the street. This was somebody else's reality. Now it's also mine. And there's far more to it than just canes and dogs, darkness and sunglasses. Blindness affects my entire body. It affects my sense of weight, balance, and space orientation. It affects my thinking, my pacing, my social interaction, my listening, my memory, and my dreams.
Visual memory. Images once seen replace the missing pieces of the present picture. To wonder what all the fuss is about. With these doctors gazing at my eyes, marking little X's on charts, and recording every last detail of the disease. Explanations seem so removed from my daily experience, so hypothetical. Surely my eyesight can't be that bad. I hear their voices in my head.
diagnosis? Why do I believe them? Those voices are right, and I am wrong.